The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Morning, Glory America, to you. It's my last day of vacation, but Kurt Schlichter is back to shoulder the load and mention his brand new book at least 20 times. Keep count. If you got a bingo card, put the name of his book in every single corner, because he's not shy about saying it's the perfect Christmas present, and it is. Thank you, Colonel Kurt, for being here. Take it away.
Thank you, Hugh Hewitt. Number one on your Kurt Schlichter book promotion bingo card, Crisis, the conservative action novel for conservatives you love and liberals who need to hear some powerful truth. Hi, guys. I'm guest hosting once again for the great Hugh Hewitt. I am Kurt Schlichter. I am the author of Crisis. I am the senior columnist at townhall.com. I'm a trial lawyer. I'm a retired United States Army colonel. Let's get to the news. Item one, solar wind as opposed to the Swalwell wind. We've kind of, you know, we've kind of used that that whole thing up like a Beijing bimbo uses up a needy congressman. Solar wind, what is that? That's a company that does software, and of course it updated its software, which our government uses, including agencies like the Department of Energy. Guess what they oversee? I'll give you a hint. Yeah, that's bad. Anyway, there was a backdoor in the update. Someone exploited it. They think it might be the Russians, but who knows? Guys, have you noticed the gross incompetence of our establishment? The same people who tell you they are our betters, the same people who demand your blind obedience with regard to the souped-up flu, they can't manage even the most simple thing, like not letting our computer systems get compromised. I know it's tough. I know it's hard. I know we have enemies out there who want to harm us, who want to run rampant in our information systems. Well, they've been running rampant within our information systems for about 6 months. It's Trump's fault. No, Joe Biden, asterisk. No, Joe Biden. This is not Trump. Let's understand how this thing works. Donald Trump came from the outside and was awkwardly grafted onto the body of our permanent DC establishment, much like Rosie Greer's head was grafted onto Ray Milland's body in The Incredible Two-Headed Transplant, which I believe won Best Picture and beat out The Godfather in 1972. It's not Trump's fault that the people whose entire job it is to perform functions can't do it. This is a disaster, folks. These guys are all through our information systems. This is not the first time. You know, like I said, I'm a 27-year retired Army colonel. My clearance information and that of millions of other people, whisked off to China. They got it. They went through OPM, Office of Personnel Management, which I think Hugh Hewitt ran at one point in the 80s, I believe. This was not his fault. I mean, they've got all that info. They've been running through our systems for years. Now, Joe Biden said, oh, wait, they'll pay, they'll all pay. And, of course, you've got not at all helpful people like the incredible and aptly named Dick Durbin, and it's not the Durbin part that's apt, are saying really stupid things. Cut number 13.
By two things. First, the unfolding stories of the extent of this breach of our national security by the Russians. And second, by the silence of the White House. Why hasn't this president spoken out against the Russians and what they have done? They've compromised our basic national security, and the depths of it we still don't know. He's just as silent about this episode as he was about the Russian bounties on American soldiers.
You know, why didn't Trump take a stand against unicorns? Why didn't he take a stand against unicorns? Russian bounties. What a bunch of garbage. And here's the thing. You know, the government employees, the functionary hacks that guys like Dick Durbin love, they have dropped the ball again. That's as close to a sports ball analogy as you're getting from me, guest host Kurt Schlichter, folks. They've dropped it again. They've screwed up yet again. Whose fault is it? It's Trump's fault for not saying so. Hey, I got an idea. Maybe you wait till you know exactly what's going on before you say anything. Just an idea. Maybe you don't go and shoot your mouth off. Maybe you don't go run in your damn pie hole from behind a stupid mask like he's about to spread COVID to the guy with the camera from MSNBC. Oh, come on. It's agonizing. But in fairness, Dick Durbin freaked out all us squares yesterday. He blew our minds because he said something. You just got to hear it for yourself. It is cut number 14.
The Warp Speed Project appears to be a dramatic success, and I pray that it will be. Although I've been a frequent critic of this administration, I want to give them credit for organizing this effectively and delivering a vaccine in a timely way, almost amazing timely way, in this pandemic that we face. I thank all who were involved in it, especially the scientists and researchers who didn't give up until they found these vaccines.
Producer Dwayne, did I hear that right? Did Dick Durbin say something nice about Donald Trump?
He actually said that, you know, basically, much to my surprise, Warp Speed actually worked.
You know,
it actually worked.
The only one more stunned than me is my pal Chet the Unicorn. And he is, I can't believe this. He actually said
it was
something.
It was good Durbin, bad Durbin. Good Durbin is
and, good Durbin, bad
and,
Durbin.
And you notice it on the
Senate. The many faces of Dick
and
Durbin.
And you notice on the floor of the Senate.
He wasn't wearing one.
He wasn't wearing a mask because it was C-SPAN and nobody watches
and
C-SPAN.
And no one cares.
And no one cares. But when he's on MSNBC, there's at least a handful more, and you're right. There's nobody within 6 feet of him. He's, you know, the camera's far enough away.
Yeah, and you know what I object to? When they do wear masks, it's always these sissy masks. I wear a mask that's OD green, and it says front towards enemy on it. A friend of mine gave me that. It's like a Claymore mine. This is my way of saying, A, stay away from me because I don't like other people. And B, this whole thing is stupid. Now, as you know, I am maximum potency guy.
Yes.
Because I cannot get COVID. I cannot give COVID. I have been sought out by the American Red Cross to donate my powerful plasma and my raging antibodies.
I saw a tweet back and forth that you had with somebody saying, well, just because you had it, that doesn't mean that you can't give it or get it again.
Yeah, that's exactly what it means.
That's actually what it means.
Yeah, according to science. Now, also, I understand that not only will they take the antibodies from my plasma, they will take some of my surplus of testosterone and send it off to the writers of the Bulwark. So that'll be that. I'm here to help.
You'd have to produce a lot of
that's I can do it.
Well,
I can.
Oh,
they
okay.
need some vitamin K, if you know what I'm saying.
Yes.
And you know what? Speaking of stimulus, we call that a segue in the radio business, producer Dwayne. Speaking of stimulus, we're still in the middle of stimulating. Let's hear from the murder turtle himself. Cut 20.
So here's where we are, Mr. President. Conversations are still underway and making progress on the major pandemic relief package we've all been seeking for the American people. As I've been saying, families across the nation have waited far too long already for another significant dose of assistance. We must not slide into treating these talks like routine negotiations to be conducted at Congress routine pace. So we need to complete this work, and we need to complete it right away. That's what I've said. The Senate's not going anywhere until we have COVID relief out the door. We're staying right here until COVID relief is out the door.
Already? Already? Congress is already getting on this? Oh, wait a minute. Her evilness, Nancy Pelosi, had put the brakes on this until President-elect Biden, asterisk, won, asterisk, the election, asterisk. And now it's okay. Now we're going to do it. There's one thing that we need to do, and Steve Mnuchin, our Treasury Secretary, needs to get the hell out of the way. It's PPP. That's for small businesses. I have a small business. I kept every one of my people employed. They want me to pay taxes on PPP money. That's idiotic. But that's Washington, folks. And this is the Hugh Hewitt radio program. I'm guest host Kurt Schlichter. We have so much more ahead. Cam Edwards, Matt Schlapp, Senator Steve Daines, Tom Sauer. It's amazing. Let's do this thing.
Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start, so you can find out if those people are you. For about $1 a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. A 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384.
800-500-8384. And welcome back to the Hugh Hewitt radio program. This is guest host Kurt Schlichter, and this is one of my favorite parts of the Hugh Hewitt radio program. It's a little bit averse, to which I am not adverse, from our friend Tarzana Joe. Tarzana, how's it going?
Hi. Kurt Schlichter, guest poet of the Hugh Hewitt Show as well. Very good.
Well, I'm more of a rapper. I've got an incredible amount of street cred. But this segment is not about me. It's about you. How are you doing? What are you thinking? What are you feeling?
Completely surprised and overwhelmed by your many talents.
Oh, my gosh. Maybe we should continue on. Yeah, do a poem about me. But what are you going to do a poem about today, Tarzana?
Well, last week I did a poem of grim predictions, and I promised Hugh a more upbeat, seasonal poem this week.
Excellent.
Fear not. We went without a summer and hardly any spring. Birthdays were forgotten and birds seemed not to sing. Classrooms were too quiet and no one got to play. The evening news was full of noise and no one had their say. Lovers wed in secret or plans were put on hold. Gardens were neglected. The ground was hard and cold. We bid adieu to loved ones lost, but couldn't say goodbye. Each morning we would ask, is there a sun still in the sky? Even those with happy hearts ran out of joy to borrow. Adventures that you planned to start got put off till tomorrow. A sniffle made us tremble. Have we caught the dreaded bug? Oh, what I wouldn't give to have a handshake or a hug. How easy to surrender, how hard to count the cost, to hang your head and offer, and alas, that all is lost. Then comes the breath of winter, a chill that brings good cheer, a confident reminder of the best time of the year, because a holy child who brought goodwill to men sometime long ago will soon arrive again. That's Fear Not by Tarzana Joe, with an assist from Kurt Schlichter.
Well, Tarzana Joe, you know, early on in that particular poem, I'm thinking this is less dark, and then boom, you've got the M. Night Shyamalan twist. I Bravo.
Hang in there with me, Crab. I always take you to the right place.
Man, that was great. Hey, I know you do commissions. I know you do a bespoke verse for folks. How can they get in contact with you?
TarzanaJoe@Reagan.com or at the website, TarzanaJoe.com. Click on the link. I want a poem.
Well, thank you very much, Tarzana Joe. And if I don't talk to you before then, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to all of you, because this is my last day here guest hosting for the great Hugh Hewitt. Believe it or not, Christmas is exactly 1 week from today, so you'll probably spend much of this weekend finishing up on your holiday decorations and shopping for those last-minute gifts so you can ship them in time for Christmas. It's a big job, but not as big as what's facing Prison Fellowship's Angel Tree team as they put the finishing touches on arrangements to make Christmas special for over 300,000 Angel Tree kids who have a mom or dad in prison. People like Angel Tree Volunteer in South Carolina are already hard at work because they know every prisoner's child deserves to experience the love of Christ on December 25th.
These kids are, they're special, and they didn't ask for this to happen to them. This letter came this week, and she looked at that tag, and she said, "My daddy gave me a gift, and he loves me." It just means everything. It's Christmas.
Well, it will be. And remember, it's just 1 week from today. So before the weekend starts, I need you to please go right now to HughHewitt.com and click on the Angel Tree banner. Please make your most generous gift possible so that each boy or girl can get a specially selected present, a personalized letter from their mom or dad in prison, and a beautiful new Bible. $220 blesses 10 kids with all that joy, or just 22 will bless one child. Go to HughHewitt.com and click Angel Tree banner to make Christmas special for a prisoner's child. Hey, want some to watch this weekend? From Poor to CEO is the incredible true story of Herman Cain, where a man comes from a poor and undereducated family and reaches the highest levels of corporate and social and political power in America. It's available now at salemnow.com. On demand, $14.99, DVD, $19.99, or on demand and DVD, which gives you unlimited viewings, $29.99. From Poor to CEO, the story of Herman Cain. Check it out. Check me out. I'm Kurt Schlichter. I'm guest hosting for the great Hugh Hewitt, and I'll be right back with Cam Edwards to talk guns. That sound you hear, that terrible, terrible caterwauling, is, I don't know who the hell that is, but that's part of my evil Christmas bumper music. And I, who the hell am I? I'm Kurt Schlichter. I'm sitting in here for the great Hugh Hewitt on this early Friday morning out here in the Relief Factor studio in beautiful Southern California. Who am I? Well, I'm a retired Army colonel, noted trial lawyer, senior columnist at townhall.com, and the author of the book, Crisis, the powerful action-adventure novel, the fifth Kelly Turnbull novel. So you want to go get that if you're a conservative and you want to inflict that upon somebody if you're liberal. And you know who is a fan of the Kelly Turnbull novels? One of my greatest fans and one of my best friends, and one of the guys you go to for all things guns, Cam Edwards, calling in from rural Virginia. How you doing, my friend?
I'm good. How are you, Kurt? That music had me. I'm awake now. I'm ready to go.
Were you banging your head on the
like
Yule log?
The Starbucks. Holy cow! That makes the waitress's Christmas wrapping sound like Silent Night. I mean, that's something else.
Oh, nice. Well, look, you and I are legendary for our CPAC karaoke nights, including our Gleaming Spires duets. So
that's right. We'll be able to do that again.
Someday we'll be able to do that again. But you know what I'm hoping to be able to do again, Cam Edwards of BearingArms.com, another kind of town hall Salem property, is keep and bear arms as promised by our Constitution. Would you call the incoming President Biden, asterisk, potentially the most anti-gun president ever?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, just based on what his own campaign website said, he would be the most anti-gun president ever. You know, Biden says that 20 million rifles that are in the hands of legal Americans need either be turned over to the government, or we can register them with the government for a small $200 per gun fee.
And
then we'll get to keep them. He promises once we tell them where they are, right?
I decline to participate in such an activity, Cam Edwards, and I think millions of Americans would do.
Millions of others. So yeah, I think you're absolutely right.
Does it strike you as having a great idea, as it being a great idea, particularly when you are reaching out in unity to turn millions of law-abiding Americans into criminals overnight? For simply wanting to be able to protect themselves, their families, their community, and their Constitution. He said, well, throwing the softball.
Right. If your goal is to unify the country, absolutely not. If your goal is to unify the left and to try to bring in those two groups on the left, the socialist left and the progressive left, by going after legal law-abiding gun owners, yeah, that's probably a wiser play for Joe Biden to, solidify his support among Democrats. I'll be honest with you, Kurt, it's not as smart as it would have been a couple of years ago, because we got a lot of folks on the left who are buying guns this year, too. The right to keep and bear arms is not a right of the right. It's a right of the people. Unfortunately, Democrats have forgotten that.
Absolutely, Cam Edwards. Hey, I'm thinking, let me be counterintuitive here for a minute. If Joe Biden was a smart man, and Joe Biden is manifestly not a smart man, but if Joe Biden were a smart man, he might very well really try to neuter his opposition by making a real unity play. He might say, look, Americans, we've had a tough election and controversial election campaign. And I know there are millions of people out there who feel differently about firearms than I, who believe it is a constitutional right in a way that I don't, and who lawfully keep the weapons and don't hurt people. So as a gesture of unity, I'm not going to launch an assault on you and your weapons. I'm not going to turn you into criminals. I'm not going to do these things. We'll talk about sensible common sense gun control down the road. But I want, as a gesture, I want to not frighten you. I want to show my goodwill to you, and we'll work this out reasonably and sensibly. And I think in some ways, normal Americans would breathe a sigh of relief, because the threat to our ability to defend our families and our communities, that's a real motivating factor for millions and millions of voters.
It is. And I just don't think that that's on Joe Biden's agenda. I mean, you're right. He could have said that. He could have done that. But that's not where he wants to go, and that's not what he wants to do when it comes to our right to keep and bear arms. I mean, we're already seeing moves by the ATF. They just announced a proposed rule change yesterday dealing with pistol-stabilizing braces and AR-style pistols. If this goes through, and it would go through under a Biden asterisk administration, we'd be looking at, the ATF basically telling millions of gun owners, hey, register your guns. We can't tell you for sure whether or not they're, short-barreled rifles that need to be registered under the NFA, but better safe than sorry. You might want to go ahead and register them. We won't even charge you money. But if you don't register your guns, we could declare later on that you're in possession of a gun that you're not allowed to own, and it'll be a 10-year federal prison sentence. Biden could come out today and say, listen, this is ridiculous. We're going to rein in these abuses. He's not. Because he likes these types of abuses. They're going to go after gun owners, and they're going to be smart about it. They're going to use the executive branch. They're going to use the regulatory power of existing agencies, I think, far more than they're going to use Congress, at least in the early going. The media is not going to pay any attention to it. They're going to be writing about Joe Biden's socks or about Pete Buttigieg's love of airports. They're not going to be talking about
Audie Buttigieg.
Right to keep and bear arms. Yes.
Audie Buttigieg.
Exactly. But they're not going to be talking about, we're not supposed to be paying attention to the left hand, and we're not going to be paying any attention to what the right hand is doing.
Well, Cam Edwards, you're
very careful about this.
Cam Edwards of BearingArms.com, you are going to be paying attention to this.
Absolutely.
And by the way, if you want to pay attention to this stuff, folks, listen to his Cam and Company podcast, which, and I have been a frequent guest.
You have been.
Because yes. No one.
YouTube and Rumble and everything else.
Because no one says, gun culture like a BMW driving Los Angeles trial lawyer. Cam, you know, there's got to be pushback, and I see two of it. First of all, we have a Supreme Court that, with the addition of Amy Coney Barrett, who will neutralize John Roberts. I think we are. I think the Supreme Court is much more inclined to enforce the Second Amendment, and I think our folks in the Senate, particularly, because I think we're going to do okay in Georgia, but also, you know, some Democrats in the House joining with the Republicans. I think there's going to be real congressional resistance to this, or at least there better be. How do you feel about the courts, and how do you feel about, you know, a Republican-led opposition to this kind of stealth gun confiscation?
I do feel better about the courts now that Amy Coney Barrett is there. And it's interesting, the NRA just this week asked the Supreme Court to consider a case dealing with New York's right to carry laws, which are almost as bad as California's, Kurt.
Well, thanks a lot. Let's review something here. I am a retired Army colonel who's deployed twice. I also deployed in the Los Angeles riots, where I carried an automatic rifle on the streets of Los Angeles. I commanded thousands of guys over the years, also carrying automatic weapons. I'm a trial lawyer. I had a top secret clearance. I have no criminal record. I am adjudged unfit to determine whether I should carry a weapon or not in my state. That's how ridiculous this is. I'm actually the guy who should be going, if there were somebody who was doing that, and our Constitution doesn't allow it, but if someone's going to make the decisions, I think it ought to be me. Anyway, please go on. I'm just, you get me spun up, Cam Edwards.
I know.
You get me spun up.
Sorry about that. All right, listen. So NRA is asking the Supreme Court to hear a challenge to New York's carry laws. This could be going before the court in conference here in just a matter of weeks. And, you know, this would be a really good vehicle for the Supreme Court to weigh in on a major issue here. So we'll see, you know, just how eager or reluctant the court might be. There's a little bit of a procedural issue with this case. The Second Amendment, or the Second Circuit, says that this has already been adjudged. There's no claim. You can't bring this case forward. So we'll see if the Supreme Court can deal with the objections of the Second Circuit. But, you know, in terms of Congress, look, Nancy Pelosi is going to have a very slim majority in the House. Unfortunately, there are no A-rated Democrats left in the House, according to the NRA.
Are you kidding me?
The last A-rated Democrat was a guy named Colin Peterson from Minnesota, and he lost in November. So we've got some B-rated Democrats. We've got some C-rated Democrats. We don't have any A-rated Democrats in the House anymore. But I think that you're right. I think we're going to be in good shape in the Senate. And, you know, maybe most importantly, Kurt, I think the American people can object as well. You know, we've seen the rise of the Second Amendment sanctuary movement over the last year or so in the United States. These are, you know, counties, cities, state of Oklahoma has actually introduced legislation where they basically say, look, we're not going to spend any public funds enforcing unconstitutional gun control laws.
Which you mean any gun control laws.
Exactly. And I expect that the Second Amendment sanctuary movement is going to see yet another resurgence in 2021 as Joe Biden's anti-gun agenda starts getting put into action.
You know, Cam Edwards, it just strikes me as such political malpractice to launch this fight, which mobilizes our side like almost nothing else, and it destroys potential alliances with people who might be open to some of Joe Biden's, other policies. I mean, it is just and the whole reason to do it. They know guns in the hands of people like you and me and tens of millions of other Americans not only do not make us put us more at risk, but actually make our country safer. And they know it, and they're doing it because they get their jollies tormenting us, knuckle dragging, gun having, Jesus people. It's cultural snobbery.
I think there is you're right. They derive a lot of emotional satisfaction from this, even when the Constitution is not on their side, even when the data is not on their side, even when it goes against their own ideology, Kurt. I mean, if you think about it, the left has been talking about defunding the police and abolishing prisons for most of this year. And yet, on the other hand, they want to put more laws in place that would put people in prison for nonviolent possessory firearm offenses after they criminalized the Second Amendment. How can you want both of those things? You say the police have too much power, but we want to give the police even more power.
Well, if your goal is your own power, if your goal is to crush, demoralize, and disenfranchise the opposition, that is you and I and all our listeners, then it makes perfect sense. And I'm making perfect sense here on the Hugh Hewitt Radio Program. I'm guest host Kurt Schlichter. We are going to be right back with Tom Sauer. We got to talk about the Army-Navy game. Stick around. It's Kurt Schlichter here on the Hugh Hewitt Radio Program with evil Christmas bumper music as I guest host. I like to do things a little different. And, evil Christmas bumper music. I got to do something to distinguish myself from Hugh Hewitt. Besides my utter indifference towards sports ball. But there was a sports ball game last week where the Army, the mighty military branch of decision, defeated the United States Navy, which is, an adequate and relatively useful support arm. And with that, I'd like to bring on a graduate of the Naval Academy, which is a party military academy, one Tom Sauer. How are you, Tom?
Hey. Football. I'm just not going to come on your show anymore.
Well, Tom, you spent a lot of time in the Navy working in EOD, Explosive Ordnance Demolition, whereas I, I'm a retired colonel. I spent 27 years doing, among other things, running a heavily armed car wash. But now you're doing some a little different, and you're doing that in Orange County, California. You're working in rehabilitation, including with veterans, for people suffering addictions. Now, that puts you in an interesting place because you're not only a small business owner and a client of me, because I'm also another trial lawyer, but you are also seeing up close the human cost of COVID. What is COVID doing to people, Tom Sauer?
Well, I got to say, in terms of the lockdowns and the financial downturn, I hate to say it, but in the addiction space, it really has had a real impact with people losing their jobs, people being cooped up inside all the time. We've had a number of clients that have come through to Miramar Recovery here in Orange County that were, I guess you'd say, functioning alcoholics and addicts. They were able to keep a job. They were able to kind of keep their lives together. And then either they lose their job or things get rough being cooped up inside, and it kind of pushed them over the deep end. And we've had a number of clients that really fell into that category. And also, especially the small business owner, I got to say I'm one of the lucky ones because we're in the healthcare space. We are very much essential. But a lot of the guys and gals out there who own businesses where, every job's essential to somebody, and it's the people who are making these decisions. The people who make these decisions, none of them are losing a paycheck, not one. None of them are missing out, and they're doing just fine, which is very, very frustrating. But I do have to say that, we're definitely some of the lucky ones from the business perspective. But also, I got to say, there are certain industries that when you have times of crisis and economic downturn, we are one of the few businesses really picks up, which I hate to say, but that's just simply the fact.
Well, at Miramar Recovery, look, I'm a lawyer. When bad things happen, I'm a vulture of human misery. When bad things happen, you guys at Miramar Recovery are out there helping people. And, you mentioned that some people are being pushed over the edge. Some people who are already inclined to addictive behaviors, but we're kind of keeping a lid on it, are now kind of losing control. Are you seeing people who are entering into addiction issues for the first time simply because they're, sitting around the house without much else to do and, there's a bottle of something or there's some pills? Hello, Tom Sauer. Wow, we appear to have lost Tom Sauer, but he brings up some really good points. there's a huge human cost to what's happening with COVID. There is an economic cost, and I'm feeling it too. Look, I'm a small businessman. And we're back with small businessman Tom Sauer of Miramar Recovery.
Hey, sorry. Yeah, it looks like we had a connection drop right there. We're back in there now. Can you hear me now?
Oh, wow. Somebody didn't get, Governor Hairstyle didn't want you talking about the effect. Now, and keep in mind, Tom Sauer of Miramar Recovery, when we are talking about people who are becoming addicted, it's not so much because they're catching the virus. I mean, I caught the virus and, you know, I didn't pick up a bottle of Jack Daniels. We're talking about the alleged the lockdowns and the chaos that's being spawned.
That's really what's really affecting a lot of folks and folks losing their jobs. I had one guy who came to us from Texas, worked for a very large oil company. He was, you know, he drank a lot, but he was very functioning, held it together, had a family, and then he lost a job. He got laid off, and he said to me, he's like, then I went to the bar, and I didn't leave.
Oh, gosh. That was
2 months ago.
That's horrible, and Tom Sauer. Tom, we've only got about 15 seconds left. If somebody has a problem, if somebody's family has a problem and they need help, how can they reach out to you at Miramar Recovery?
You can take a look at our website, miramarrecovery.com. Also, for all the veterans out there, if they're struggling and they're in the VA healthcare system, we are a contracted community care provider through TriWest. So we can treat any veteran in the Western United States at zero cost to them. And we're happy to take them on.
Tom Sauer, thank you and your whole staff at Miramar Recovery for helping people out. We got to pull together in this time. I'm Kurt Schlichter. This is the Hugh Hewitt Show. Stick around. We've got another hour to go.
Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start so you can find out if those people are you. For about $1 a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384.